It's the Red River Farm Network Crop Tour presented by Pioneer. We've made our way to Rock Lake, North Dakota, Lakeview Seed. Brock Mitchell's with us, and Tyler Gaber is with us as well, the associate here. Brock, let's start a little bit about looking at this year. What have we seen as far as this crop here in 2018?
Well, we started the year kind of dry. We got the crop mostly in, caught a few June rains. I think each month we've had has been a fair bit warmer than normal. Rain shut off for just like a lot of places in early July, and we've been dry just till this past weekend. Sunday night, we caught a half inch of rain and then about another half yesterday, Monday evening, I think it was.
So will that help some of these late beans or anything?
Well, visiting with our agronomists and stuff, I think the ones with some green vegetation left, hopefully we can add some seed size, pick up a few bushels there. We do have probably half the beans in the country are shutting down, so I don't think those will have a lot of chance to put on an extra yield.
So what kind of maturity are we generally looking at as far as corn and for soybeans in this territory?
Oh, the early 70-day stuff on up to the late 70s, predominantly the 72 to 75 days, 76 some here. It's sitting real good for this year. And as far as the soybeans, the mid-double zeros up through the early single zeros is where we're at for maturities on them.
Have you seen any particular pest problems or challenges this year in the crops?
Looking Monday, Tuesday, we looked at a couple cornfields, and we are seeing some corn borer pressure. As far as soybeans go, the aphids pretty much were non-existent this year, so that's one advantage for this season over the past few.
Yeah, it seems like go east and we talk water hemp. Now we're in Dakota country as far as some of the resistance issues. When you talk about the pre, most of your customers try and get a pre down, do you think?
Kind of year to year. I know last year a lot of it went down and we had limited rain. Don't know if guys felt like they got the best bang for their buck there. So this year I kind of feel myself there was a little less being it was dry. But I think it's showing an advantage now. After we started catching some rain shortly after it was put down, weed control with those fields has been a lot better than just a straight Roundup over the top. Corn's Denton, we're definitely going to be ahead in getting this harvest rolling on the corn, simply because we have such long days, fairly warm weather yet, and we're going to finish up earlier than the past two or three years for sure.
A lot of crops that are growing in the region as well. You got some canola in the neighborhood too?
Yeah, canola, the early seeded stuff got started harvesting probably 10 days ago maybe. I'd say canola is probably 40 to 50% done. There's still a lot to go. Guys are kind of finishing up wheat now, just ready to move into full-fledged probably canola harvest this end of this week, I'd say, when we get back in the field.
So what kind of numbers are we seeing with canola?
I've heard pretty good yields. Some of the real early stuff I heard was a little bit disappointing. As you move later into later in May seeding, sounds like the yields have been quite good. I've heard 2,000, 2,500, and a little bit in excess of that even.
Brock, tell me about your business. How long you been a Pioneer rep?
I've been a rep with Pioneer for 7 years. Actually sold, my dad had a business in Rolla, and I sold as an associate under him prior to 7 years ago when we started my own here. We do a lot of soybean seed treating, a lot of seed delivery, looking at doing a customer event hopefully shortly after soybean harvest as we get into the early order period coming on here pretty quickly. I guess outside of that, not sure where else you want to go.
Just good to get an update on what's going on in the region. Obviously, we wish these guys a good harvest.
Yeah, absolutely. The markets are down, and guys are a little blue about that. But if we can bring home a good good crop, get it in the bin. That's the main thing, and hopefully get it marketed with the increase in prices a short time after.
No doubt about it. Brock Mitchell with us and Tyler Gaber as well. We're at Lakeview Seed at Rock Lake, North Dakota. It is the Red River Farm Network Crop Tour presented by Pioneer.